Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me today. Those of you who have, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're always welcome at the Small Business Advocate Show, where we do everything we can in our power, me and my Brain Trust members, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's our single purpose for being here, is to help you learn something, to help to give you some information, maybe a tip or a tool, and hopefully a whole lot of inspiration, and that will help you to motivate you, to educate you, to encourage you to be more successful, to do a better job, and to make yourself and the people around you happier. Because it's not just about the money, folks, although we like the money, no problem about that. I'm a capitalist, no question. But we also like to create a little happiness, because money and stuff will not make you happy all by itself, folks. You gotta find other ways to be happy, too. Jorian Clark knows all about that. She's a small business owner. She's the president of Spectracom. And boy, how did she spread some joy around the Internet, which I'll be telling you a little bit about a little bit later on. But she's here to talk to us about our own Internet strategies, our web strategies. She's one of the best in the universe at that. She's our good friend. Jory, welcome back to the show.
Well, I have to admit, Jim, sometimes my staff think I am from a different planet, so best in the universe might be a good reference.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I know all
it.
About that. It's good to have you back, Jory. And, you know, let's go ahead and get to this. I'm so excited about this for you. Folks, you remember, some of you who've heard Jory on the show before, remember that one of the things she does is, as part of her giving back, really, is she creates websites. She's created at least two that I know of, websites for children. Safe places where kids can go and can use the Internet, learn how to use it properly, and so you can feel that they're in a safe environment. And Jory, you've been getting a lot of recognition, a lot of press for this in some really high-quality family publications. And I want you to tell the audience about it, because I'm very proud of you.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. We're actually very excited about it, and it kind of emphasizes some of the things we're going to talk about and share with others today, which is really the power of word of mouth, viral buzz marketing. Our kids' website, which is called www.kidscom.com, is a safe virtual world where kids think that they are playing and parents know that they are learning. And one of our recent...
It's pretty hard to trick those little guys sometimes.
No, it is. It was pretty funny. I was sitting... We meet the kids regularly around the country, and we were sitting in a Boston library, and the kids were going through the site, and that's when many of the parents really kind of see the deep information. And one of the fathers said to a 9-year-old son, "What is carbon emissions?" as he was reading over his son's shoulder. And the 9-year-old turned around and said to him, "Well, Dad, you know, that's like the CO2 that we, you know, give out when we do human activities." And I'm sitting there listening to this and going, "Oh, my goodness, isn't that amazing? He's learned something."
That's pretty good.
So it definitely, for example, we were in Family Circle magazine in the September issue on page 66, where they talk about our latest learning adventure, which is teaching kids about global climate change. Mm-hmm. And as you know, there are fewer, you know, there are not that many things that we think are really big issues, and obviously this affects all of us on the planet. So what we're trying to do is teach kids that there's a reason that you turn off lights and you don't turn the air conditioning on and then leave the door open, and all those wonderful things that
common
we have
sense
behaviors.
Things.
Yeah, common sense things. Absolutely.
And you were in another magazine recently too, aren't you? We were.
We have been in the international newspaper called the Christian Science Monitor.
Right.
They do quite a lot on global climate change, and so they were fascinated by what we were doing to
but,
really...
But you mentioned global climate change twice, but the thing is there, that's just one of the many, many things that you guys help children with. But I really congratulate you on what you've done there. That's kidscom.com. Isn't there another one?
There is. We've got actually a couple of sites that all feature on that. This kidscom.com is really for kids 7 to 14, and it's a free site, so they don't have to have deep pockets to do anything on
right.
it. We do, though, manage to minimize the impact of advertising
right.
simply by having a subscription base, too, where kids can now get to more enhanced content, which usually at that point the parents are so thrilled that they're doing math and they're practicing their writing skills.
Right.
They can't send messages to each other unless they are accurately spelled.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few employees I've actually put on the system.
I can imagine.
They're kind of happy about that.
Hold on to that thought, Jory. When we come back, folks, Jory and I are going to we're going to take what she just told us and extend it to our own businesses and get and learn how to get take advantage of some of this viral marketing that she was talking about. Stay with us. 22. Mr. Joe Cocker. Serious rocker. Welcome back. It's 17 till. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jorian Clark, the president of Spectracom, and that's spectracom.com. And also, don't forget to check out kidscom.com. That's the kids' website that we were talking about earlier. Jory, we've all heard about viral marketing. We've all heard about word of mouth marketing. We've heard about these websites that somebody launched, and the next thing they know, they had a gazillion visitors, and it's all this overnight success, and everybody wonders why they can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Yes. Well, I think in our experience, there were two things that were important, and we have actually doubled our registrations on the site in the last couple of months, and this was prior to any of the PR hitting about what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is we kind of sat down and asked ourselves, okay, is anybody going to care about this other than us? So really, are we giving something so interesting that people want it, or are we making them so happy with the experience of having been there that they get excited and they do want to tell someone else?
Mm-hmm.
The second key thing for us, which frankly I'm I think part of the reason why you like to have me on here is I tell you all the stupid things I've ever done, and it usually takes more than the half hour we get.
Well, you're kind of like me, you've made your mistakes and you don't mind sharing them, and I'm the same way. Go ahead.
Right. The second thing is making it as easy as possible for people to talk about you or share with others. Now, those, of course, are the mechanisms on the web, like the tell-a-friend, where, there's a small button right after an article you might have where somebody can immediately send
right.
it to somebody else, that sort of thing. In our particular case, we have character education characters that the kids adopt as virtual pets. And one of the most popular ones is Humor Plant Baby. And because who doesn't like a laugh? And kids particularly like jokes. And
yeah.
So we created a little easy piece of code with a visual where kids could post Humor Plant Baby on their MySpace pages or anywhere else that they have profile pages. And now those kids grab that because they know how to do that. They paste that image on their website and, in effect, gives them a joke every day and also causes them to then have an easy way to click back to our site to see
mm-hmm.
more jokes. Those kinds of things about making it easy for the intended audience to find you, I think, are just as important as having something interesting to find.
And the opposite of that, Jory, is when you and I go to these corporate websites and they're so incredibly artsy. They're so beautiful. They're so technologically advanced that you have no idea how to use it, and you couldn't buy their stuff. It'd take you 10 minutes to find out how to buy their stuff.
Yes.
That's the opposite of what you were just saying, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You shouldn't make the user work to find what it is you're trying to sell them.
Because they don't have to work that hard to get stuff, do they?
No.
Not anymore. I mean, you know, yeah. when I was a kid, yeah, you had to drive across the country to get a certain thing because nobody else had it. It ain't like that anymore.
No. And unfortunately, as the world continues to go global in marketing, that's just going to mean that it's easier and easier to have a competitor reaching your customers
right.
who used to be insulated.
That's one of the main things that blows me away about sites, Jory, is where they're a company that's in business. They sell stuff, but you go to their website and it's almost it's you have to look around to find out how to buy their stuff.
Yes.
You know,
and you know, I think we're all the victims of you get so busy. You know, you put up a website and then you get so busy that you forget to go back and look at it with fresh eyes. I mean, I always say one of the tests is call your mother-in-law, and if she can figure it out, then you're safe.
Yeah. But, well, see, that's the old Napoleon theory. Napoleon had a theory that if when his generals had a plan, he would make them explain that plan to the dumbest private in the army. And if he could get it, you know, they could go ahead with it. But, you know, and I took this to heart. I'm not going to say that smallbusinessadvocate.com doesn't have anything wrong with it. But if one of our main products is the radio show, mm-hmm. and that we simulcast and archive on demand on the internet. And so when you go to my website, we've got all these other links. But there's one great big button in the middle that says, listen now. Why don't more people put a link on their site that says buy here?
Yes.
You know, buy now.
Yes. We all tend to see the world from behind our eyeballs, and every once in a while it's important to step out and look with a new view.
But isn't that what people want? Isn't that the kind of thing? Aren't those the kind of things that people want to tell other people about?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is
yes.
easy, this works.
Yes. I mean, for us, if someone smiles or someone laughs or someone makes a note or someone clicks to purchase, I mean, those are all validations that you've done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they aren't doing that, then you really do need to take a step back and say, before I try to get everybody to know about this, is it as easy to know about as I thought it was?
Don't small business owners need to make sure that they aren't they don't let their web designers be too cute by half?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to be careful not to completely turn. You want to turn the process over to the creative people, to the technical folks, but make sure that it makes sense. Like Jory said to your mother-in-law, no, and that's no offense to mother-in-laws, by the way. I want to get those letters coming in. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Jory Clark. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Jorian Clark, founder and the president of Spectracom. That's Spectracom.com. And Jory, take a half a minute and tell us a little bit about what Spectracom does.
Sure. We really provide digital marketing support from the strategizing as far as what's important for a business all the way through the execution and the analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we can do initial research or initial consultation to provide ideas or evaluations. Then we can design and program it. We can actually host it in our data center where we have DS3 and multiple T1 lines piping in and out. And then also we can follow up and measure again to see what the success was in giving you return on the investment.
Mm-hmm.
So folks, check out the fun.
And that's at spectracom.com. And of course, please check out kidscom.com and give that to your children. And it's pretty much between 7 and 14, is that right?
Yeah, 7 to 14. And the boys like to go on the adventures, and the girls like to decorate the house and the characters.
That sounds awfully stereotypical there.
Well, you know,
I'm glad you said that instead of me. I'd get in all kinds of trouble if I said that.
The only thing I will actually qualify that with is there isn't a mother that we haven't had in for research who says, oh, my boy wouldn't like to decorate their house. And there isn't a boy who hasn't decorated their house with basketball hoops and TVs.
Oh, yeah.
And so boys don't mind decorating as long as there's lots of boy stuff they can decorate with.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, viva la difference, Jory.
Yes. What
about if you were going to – If somebody listening right now said, okay, out today, right now, I want to do something that will be the quickest and the least expensive way to drive traffic to my website, what would you say that would be?
Boy, I would say make your current users of the website that are your loyal users, make them your advocates out in the marketplace. So do something for them, give them something free, reward them something, give them an extended information nugget, whatever your service or product is, give them a discount on what they're coming to purchase, and encourage them to tell others about their experiences. So if you take good care of that core group of loyal, heavy users, they'll turn around and be your best sales team.
Mm-hmm. And also listen to them and believe what they say to you.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Even if it hurts.
Yes, yes.
And it probably will.
Right, right. Yep, absolutely.
But you got to ask them, don't you?
You do.
What do you like? What do you not like?
Because even if it's not a reality, and you know it's not a reality, if it's a perception to them,
perception is reality.
Their reality.
Perception is reality.
Yeah. And especially now with the changes, Google search engines. They're now not just putting your rankings higher because of the number of pages. They're now looking at your references and blogs and how many other people link to you, et cetera, et cetera. So you really need that word of mouth going out there to make sure that you're optimized in search engines.
And word of mouth seems kind of odd for the internet. But tell us what it looks like with word of mouth looks like on the internet.
It can be anything from customer reviews, it can be blogs, it can be online social networks, it can be viral video, where you've created something that either is so helpful to see that people share it with others. So it can really take a variety of forms.
Or just someone saying, I'm putting on their website, here's a good resource.
Yes, yes, yes.
It could be that simple.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Put it in on their website, emailing it to their friends.
Right.
That's really the best thing that can happen.
Mm-hmm. What about the second thing?
The second thing in terms of what else do you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in terms of the four things, the customer reviews, the blogs, the online social networks, the viral video, you really have to determine whether the customer reviews fit your brand. If not, then the blogs. If you don't know how to blog yet, certainly you can look to see what is it that you do. Does your product need some help to show how to turn the cap? Or if
right.
you cut hair, do you want to show the people that from start to finish what they look like?
Blogging is changing the way the discourse is in the marketplace.
Oh, it definitely is.
It really is, isn't it? I pay attention to these things. And I don't even think I know the extent to which it does. You'll have to come back another day and talk to us about blogging.
Be delighted.
Jory, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Jory and Clark, ladies and gentlemen. That's Spectracom.com and KidsCom.com. Check both of those out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.